What's up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports right here in super windy Manhattan, Kansas here. I was recording this here before I head over to Manhattan Christian College here on this Wednesday, folks, on March 15th, 2023. I will be getting out, editing, and getting out the 150th edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly. I forgot to do that last night due to I wasn't really feeling too well. So I'm going to get that all done here tonight. I'm going to get that done, uploaded. First thing, when I get back tonight. So that'll be up tomorrow morning, first thing. So you guys get yourselves ready to go. Even though the Cats, talking about the Mets basketball team, do play on Friday night. They left for Greensboro, North Carolina today as well. So, and of course, the women play the WNIT first round on tomorrow night against Wichita State here, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So definitely you're around. I know it's spring break. You're at K-State, but if you're around K-State Nation, make sure you support the Lady Cats and look to move on in the WNIT as well. So a lot of postseason basketball still left on the table. So now we're at the point now where at a stage where we're one and done. So you win, you advance. But if you lose, your season's over. So that's where we're at now with all of that. Back to men's basketball real quick. Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson were just named, or a couple of days ago actually, onto the third team. Let's see if I can get it up here. Seniors Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel were added to the All-America accolades from the National Association of Basketball Coaches Association, as the AP third team All-America. Excuse me about that. So Noel was named to the third team All-America by both the NABC and USBWA. Keontae was a member of the NABC's third team and one of four to garner honorable mention honors from the USBWA there as well. And Keontae and Marquise are the first Wildcats to garner All-America honors from the NABC since Jacob Pullen in 2011, while Noel is the first to earn this distinction, and from the USBWA since Michael Beasley back in 2008 as well. And look, I'm not going to go over all the rest of these accolades already. If you've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast for quite a while, you know what's up with that. Go back to the recent dailies and check those out as well. Feel free to do that as well. Download, subscribe, do your thing. But first off, let me back up. First off, welcome to the podcast. Your first time listening. Second thing, make sure you subscribe. And third thing, make sure you go back and check out the latest dailies, including the ones I've done with Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson. And the duo in his third team was joined by Chris Murray of Iowa, Antoine Davis of Detroit, and Armando Bacot of North Carolina was on this list as well. So congratulations once again to Keontae and Marquise. They look to make a run in the NCAA tournament on Friday. The opponent, Montana State, the 3-14 matchup in the East Region coming in. The madness begins tomorrow. So you got a half slate of games for tomorrow. And then, of course, Cats play the late game, 8:40 Central Time. Not 9:40 Central Time. 8:40 Central Time. Might be a little later than that, depending on the flow of these games. So you know how I feel like when you get to this point of the year, games are a little bit longer than usual. I don't know why, especially in NCAA tournament, because these games can last close to 3 hours because of all the strategics and whatnot, the timeouts called, the fouls and whatnot. So 8:40 Central Time-ish, we'll call it that, as well as Keontae Johnson, Marquise Noel continue to just write down their impressive resumes of awards or honorable mentions that they've received here in 2022-23 for K-State. They look to continue their K-State career on Friday against the Big Sky champions, Montana State Bobcats, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple, Spotify, and a few other podcasting platforms as well. Make sure, again, feel free to rate us, review, leave us a review as well. If you choose, we are not allowing no more 1 stars or 2 stars. None of that stuff. Nope, not happening here. I'm actually recording this ahead of K-State baseball tilt with Creighton, which here in the first pitch is going to be in a little bit as well. We'll have postcast of that tomorrow. That will be up first thing, not first thing, because I got to get the rest of these, the weekly, the 150th edition, and then another one we did with men's golf. That I did record yesterday, but I didn't get it up there. I wasn't feeling the greatest last night, so that's why slightly behind, but I'm ahead of the recordings, though, as well. So, but that's what you expect, the 150th edition of the Pearl Project Weekly coming to you tomorrow morning. It will be there around 8, 9, between 8 and 10, somewhere around there. So definitely, you want to make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. We've made it to 150 episodes of this podcast. That's going to do it for right now. On another Mets basketball edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily, Eddie Greer, go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition.